right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the Ball Diamond for all the action.
Ball, Jared Sloppy alongside Crendon Prophet here from Hiawatha as the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves are taking on Tevetha Post 126 Raptors. This is a Hiawatha team that went to state last year and trying to repeat, get back there again this year here from Noble Park. A beautiful afternoon. We avoided the rain, thankfully, because if this field got a little bit more, I don't know if you'd be able to play today with how much rain we've gotten over the past week, but thankfully stayed off to the northwest of us. And we are good to go for some baseball. And the temperature dropped a little bit as well, which is fantastic because we were up in the upper 80s. Now I think we're closer to the maybe the lower 80s, maybe upper 70s. And it is a beautiful, beautiful summer afternoon here in Hiawatha. So, Crendon, this is a really interesting dynamic between these two teams. I mean, this is, as mentioned, a Hiawatha Legion team that went to state last year. This is a Tevetha team that had players from its squad go to state this year in high school. So tell us what you know about some of these great athletes here today.
Well, I've seen a few of these great athletes.
We'll go ahead and send us a break. We've got the national anthem coming up. We'll resume that thought here in a couple minutes.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Candleland Radio.
Nice long rendition of the national anthem there. Jared Sloppy, Crendon Prophet back with you here from Noble Park. Let's go ahead and get to our starting lineups first for the Raptors from Tevetha Post 126, leading things off and playing in center field. Number 4, Marcus Bauman, batting second, and pitching is going to be number 9, Josh Herman. Batting third and playing in left field will be number 34, Christian McAfee. Batting fourth and playing short will be number 22, Chase Fry. Batting fifth and playing first is number 33, Jacob Grimm. Batting sixth and playing in right is number 7, Will Ulrich. Batting seventh and catching is number 3, Harper Schmelzley. Batting eighth and playing second is number 19, Turner Howard. And batting ninth and playing third is number 23, Easton Bradbury. And the extra hitter is number 21, Tegan Sainer. And as for Hiawatha, Post 66 Braves, leading off and pitching is number 22, Brandon Barnhill. Batting second and playing in center field is number 1, Ashton Rocky. Batting third and playing third is number 14, Xavier Oldham. Batting cleanup and playing short is number 11, Joel Bryan. Batting fifth and the extra hitter is number 10, Cooper Jacobson. Batting sixth and playing second is number 12, Tyler Stevens. Batting seventh and playing in right is number 6, Cade Pyle. Batting eighth and playing first is number 20, Matthew Monaghan. Batting ninth and catching is number 5, Cooper Wishrup. And the extra hitter, the number 10 hitter, beg your pardon, and playing in left is Carson Gilbert. So a little bit of a different thing from that I'm used to as the extra hitter, the number 10 hitter in the roster. That's going to be difficult for me to get used to, but we'll try to make it work. And this is a Hiawatha team that came into this this high school season with a lot of great athletes, and they performed well this season. And after finishing in the middle of the pack in the Big Seven, their season came to a close here. Well, not here, because it was supposed to be played here. The regional was supposed to be here at Noble Park, but it was moved over to Jeff West High School due to the abundance of rain that we got right during regional week. And we joked about throughout the regular season had no rain all season long, but then right as regionals hit, bam, we got a bunch of rain in the state tournaments. We had some rain as well in the Sunflower State, but here we are as the rain avoids us today, and we are all set. Let's take a look at the defense for the, once again, the Braves going from left to right in the infield. It's Old in the third. Brian is at short. Stevens is at second, and Monaghan is at first. The battery is Barnhill on the rubber with Rich behind the plate. In left is Gilbert. Rocky is in center, and Pyle is in right. So once again, the hitting order for Sabetha, it's Bauman, Herman, McAfee, Fry, Grimm, Ulrich, Schmelzley, Howard, Gradbury, and Sainer. Hiawatha in there. Their blue uniforms with white letters and numbers, and their red hats, with the blue bills. As for Sabetha, they're going with their white on whites with the maroon accents, kind of a goldish beige letters and numbers. And looks like we are set to go. Let's play some baseball. 360 to dead center near Noble Park, 315 to the poles, and 345 to left and right center. First pitch, that one misses for ball one, and we are underway. Wind barely blowing out to right center field. 6 o'clock first pitch is the first game for a doubleheader. We'll be on the air for this one. That one misses low and away for ball two. Grant Barnhill has mentioned the starter for Hiawatha. And Bauman, what a season he had for the Blue Jays this past year. And crazy athlete. 2-0 pitch, that foul tipped into the glove of Wishrup. That makes it 2-1. Matthew Monaghan over at first has mentioned he played some catcher quite a bit, too, this past season for the Red Hawks. He's got a cannon, and Wishrup does as well. They had to choose who they wanted. So that one is up and away, makes it 3-1. Going to the fastball early and often, just trying to get loose.
Trying to look for the strike zone here as three balls down and only one strike in. That one reaching out, and that's going to be the first one walked to start this game.
First base runner of the ball game as Bauman takes first base on a base on balls. That brings up Josh Herman, the opposing pitcher, trying to help his own cause, wearing number 9. Sabetha is 0-1. They played Auburn, Nebraska last week. As for Hiawatha, they're off to a good start, 2-0. A couple wins against Marysville this past Sunday. First pitch, that one misses up and away once again to Herman.
Seems like Barnhill's favoring that what would be his left side there on the pitches. He's thrown so far 5 balls all to that side.
Yeah, both against right-handed hitters going away to those. Going to throw back over to first. That's not going to be in time. So for Barnhill, this is actually his first pitching appearance of the season. A very young season at that. So far, pitching has been very good for Hiawatha. A 162 collective ERA. Runner goes. Pitch misses low and away, and the throw down to second is in time. He got him. Nice throw by Wishrup. Mentioned he had a cannon.
That's going to be the first out to start this game here.
That's a 2-4 CS for out number one. Bases are empty. One gone, top of one. Going back to the pitching for Hiawatha Post 66, a collective whip of 123. Pretty solid there, and also an opposing batting average of 208. Now this is low and away. Given up just 10 hits and 3 earned runs in those 2 victories. Won the first one 3-1, the second one 5-4. Wind up in the pitch. That one's in there for a strike. It's a 3-1. Second time he's faced a batter and gotten up to 3 balls. Back to 3-1, and from the windup, that misses. That's another 5-pitch walk back-to-back at bats for Sabetha with 5-pitch walks, and that'll bring up Christian McAfee.
Yeah, you've seen Barnhill really favor that low left side or for us, it'd be the low right side of the hitter's box. And right now you have a left-handed pitcher or left-handed hitter coming up, so see if he still favors that inside spot there towards the left-handed hitter.
We'll see if that makes him adjust. It certainly will. He'll be forced to. The first pitch that is in on the hands, and he puts it into left center field. It'll drop for a base hit in front of Gilbert. And multiple base runners for the first time. Now the ball is dropped as it goes to the infield. It's scooped up by Brian, and he can't get it over there. Nobody's covering second, so they'll have two runners in scoring position.
And those are errors you definitely don't want to forward, especially early in this first inning here. I mean, you only have one out as Hiawatha, and, you know, it looks like two errors there. A shortstop off of the ball, couldn't get the third. No one was watching second, as you said, and that's a really big error, is allowing a runner to be on third and second.
And with only one out, so a fly ball put in the right spot in the outfield by Chase Fry, the cleanup hitter, will bring home at least one run. So we'll be back to the stretch from Barnhill. That one in there for a strike one, outside corner of the plate. Nice job painting that one. It's 22 versus 22. Barnhill with the red number 22. And Fry's the brown number 22. That ball is hit well to left field. It's hooking, and it is down foul ball and colliding with the fence as Gilbert in left field. And he collided pretty good over there, and he looks to be a little banged up. No padding on that metal fence either. Gingerly walking back to his position. Looks like he's okay, though. That makes it 0-2. Fry, the shortstop for the Raptors, awaits the pitch. There's a breaking ball in there. Strike three got him looking. That is a big-time strikeout, because now they are just one out away from getting out of this jam.
Here, Barnhill's first strikeout of the game, second strikeout of the inning for Hiawatha Braves.
That brings up the stocky first baseman, Jacob Grimm, number 33. Again, runners on second and third. Two gone in the top of the first. First pitch in there, strike one. Fastball outer portion of the plate.
You see Barnhill, he's actually connected so far three of those strikes in that outside corner, and he looks to keep favoring it right here.
That one's up and away, missing. That will be ball one, evens the count. Normal defensive positions for the Hiawatha defense. Here comes the pitch. That one in there for strike two. I don't know about that one. Looked like it was outside, and a couple groans from some of the Sabetha travelers.
The same pitch you've been seeing. Sometimes it's called a strike, sometimes not.
Barnhill comes set. Here's the 2-2 breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He was looking for a fastball, and it got him swinging. So he gets out of the second and third one-out jam. We go to the bottom of the first. Scoreless here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
4 for this one as we go to the bottom of the first. Another reminder for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves hitting order. It'll be Barnhill, Rocky Oldham, Brian Jacobson, Stevens, Pyle Monaghan, Wishrup, Gilbert. And take a look at the defense for Sabetha, left to right in the infield. It's Bradbury at third, Fry at short. And at second, that will be Howard. And at first is Jacob Grimm. McAfee's in left, Bauman is in center, and Ulrich is in right, with the battery being Herman on the rubber, and Schmelzley is behind the plate. So Hiawatha getting out of the jam, second and third, one out, and they'll hope to respond with some runs of their own. And right out of the gate, it's pitcher versus pitcher.
really got to respect the end of that first inning where two errors were given up back-to-back by the shortstop. And really, that was two runners, one on third, one on second. That could have, it could be 2-0 right now, but thankfully the starting pitcher, Barnhill, was able to help close out that first inning. And now we'll head into the second one, pitcher versus pitcher here. It's Josh Herman versus Brent Barnhill. And what you just heard is Corinne Profit. I'm Jared Sluppy. Today's ball game brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. So from the windup goes Josh Herman. First pitch, that one in the dirt for ball one. Barnhill off to a very nice start this season, 2-for-3. So that's a batting average of .667. Oh, by the way, also a pair of ribbies as well. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt as well, making it 2-0. So both pitchers off to a little bit of a slow start. Barnhill, his first two batters he faced were both walks, both five pitch walks. Right back to it. Waits on a breaking ball, pushes it, splicing first base side. It's over the head of Grimm and lands harmlessly for a foul ball, making it 2-1. Still a really great hustle there by first baseman, running in all the way down there. Got about to a third of the way to the outfield wall and right, which again is 315 to the pole. The wind has kind of slowly shifted to a crosswind going from left to right in the outfield. That one misses for ball three, and it also starting to shift towards center field as well. So helping the batters just a little bit here. Again, with this bigger ballpark, we'll see if we have any deep ones. That one in there for a strike outside corner. Called that one last half inning. That's kind of on the outer portion of the strike zone. Might have been a little past the plate, but it's very borderline. 3-2 pitch. That is put into right center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. Tracking it down with Ulrich in right. Rounding first and staying there is Barnhill. It's a leadoff single. And that was good. That was a full count right there. That was 2-3, and really that was a good way to finish there by the hitter getting a hit off of Josh Herman.
And Barnhill went opposite way, which is where he got that that ball, and that brings up Ashton Rocky, the center fielder. First pitch, that one's in the air, and that's out of play. Strike one. Rocky 2-for-4 on the season. Couple of runs scored in that Marysville series. Also, by the way, how about 5 stolen bases in those 2 games? We're back over to first, not in time. Getting this young season started. Both teams will keep it going on Sunday. Actually, correction, no, they will not, because Tabitha will not play until next week. We'll get this weekend off. And that one's going to hit Rocky on the left shoulder blade by pitch, and that moves Barnhill over to second, and Rocky is aboard. That brings up Xavier Oldham.
No outs, bottom of the second, first.
Double play ball is an option for the Sabetha defense with nobody out, runners on first and second. Herman going from the stretch once again. Now on his hit up the middle to the shortstop, Fry. Double play ball, steps on second, throw to first is in time, got him. 6-3 double play. Barnhill gets over to third, but two gone. And that will bring up Joel Bryant, the cleanup hitter for the Braves.
A really well-executed double play there by the third baseman. Shortstop.
The base hit will bring home our first run of the ball game. That fouled into the screen for strike one. Fastball, that was low and away. Brian, 1-for-4 in that series, an RBI and a run. Herman comes together and delivers. That one missing up high, eye level for Brian. Decent lead over at third, but not really being held on by Bradbury. Trying to pay no mind to him. That's a breaking ball into right field. Driving for a base hit. That'll score the first run of the game. Trying to get the throw out at first. Did he get him? No, he did not. That was close, though. A very almost rare put out from right field to first base. And I think of back in the can't remember what year it was specifically, but think of Sean Casey when he was with the Detroit Tigers. When he hit a base hit to left field, he thought that he popped up. It dropped in for a base hit, and he got thrown out at first. It was a rare 7-3 putout. But that has not happened here. It's an RBI single for Joel Bryan. It's 1-0 Hiawatha. First pitch, that misses low and in to Cooper Jacobson, the extra hitter for post 66. And there goes the runner. Now a misses down. Throw to second is a good one, and the tag is just not quite in time. That's a stolen base for Bryan after his RBI single. Those just joining us, Barnhill had a single to lead off the inning. He was able to come home to score. That wasn't before an Xavier Oldham 6-3 double play, though. Had an opportunity for Sabetha to get out of the inning scot-free, but the heroics from the Hiawatha shortstop give them a run. Big lead over at second, trying to mess with Herman's head. Shuffling back and forth. That is in there for a strike to Jacobson. Makes it 2-1. The left-handed extra hitter. No batting gloves. That one misses outside. I feel like that's getting more popular nowadays. I know pitchers usually do that, but sometimes every once in a while in high school I've seemed to see a guy or two that has no batting gloves. 3-1 pitch coming up. That's low. 5-pitch walk. That'll bring up Tyler Stevens. 2-for-5 in that first series. A couple of RBI. First pitch. That one misses up in the zone to Stevens. 4-1. Might have taken a little bit off that change up. Fry drifting over to cover second base. Nobody covering first as that one's in the dirt. Nice scoop by Schmelzley, keeping it in front of him. Taking a couple extra seconds here for Herman on this 2-0 pitch. Rubbing up the baseball, trying to get a good grip. And here it comes. That ball hit up the middle. Grounder, second baseman, tag second for the force out, and that will end the inning. 1-0 Hiawatha. We go to the second. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Second, first inning, top of the first. Sabetha post 126 Raptors left a couple stranded on second and third with one out. A couple of strikeouts from Barnhill, striking out Fry and Grimm to end the side. What have you seen so far from this ball game?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of improvement by Barnhill, the pitcher. You saw at the beginning in that first inning. I feel like he was a little shaky at the mound, and a few errors, of course, caused by the shortstop, but he really helped solidify and shut out that end inning with back-to-back strikeouts. One strikeout with a swing and the other no swing. So really, Barnhill, I see a lot of improvements, and I think Hiawatha could have used a lot more of opportunity in that first inning. So we'll see if they can do so here.
First pitch by Barnhill roped into center field, right at the center fielder, though, but that's over his head. He was playing pretty shallow. That's Rocky. And into second base, that's going to be a stand-up double. Great way to start the top of the second for the Sabetha post-126 Raptors.
It looks like Will Orlick lost his helmet in Salvatore and had to go back and get it, but he's back on base now on the leadoff. Almost Bryce Harper-esque. All that extra hair makes his helmet fly off. He gets it back on, and we're ready to go. 1-0 Hiawatha. Those just joining us, it was an RBI single from Joe Bryan that got the Braves the lone run in the ballgame. First pitch, that one misses way away, forcing Wishrup to his right. Ball 1-2, Harper Schmelzly, the opposing catcher for Sabetha. Ulrich over there at second with the leadoff double. Stevens over there holding him on. Now he'll retreat to his position. That ball, a check swing, bunt right back to the mound. He'll go to one, and that will go ahead and get the force out, but that moves Ulrich over to third with one gone. And you like to see that play made by Barnhill. Strikeout, Bud was able to pick that up and get it to the first baseman, and that's really a great play. You can get Barnhill connecting with Rocky for the first out of the second inning. Usually in some conservative spots, you like to just bunt, get that runner over to third. Well, doing it almost not necessarily on purpose, but getting the job done. First pitch, showing it straight back, stepping out on that swing was the second baseman, Turner Howard. Trying to away and maybe pull it down the in between the third baseman Oldham and the shortstop Bryan. There's a pretty big gap on the left side of the infield. Breaking ball, that one's in there for a strike. Bryan kind of playing in on the infield a little bit, only about two steps shy of the infield grass. Meanwhile, Oldham is level with the base, but however not holding on, Ulrich. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and miss ahead of it. Once again, that breaking ball twisted up Grimm in the first inning that ended the threat. And that will bring up Easton Bradbury, the number nine hitter, over there at third base on defense. Runner on third with two gone here in the top of the second. Now misses away for a ball.
Barnhill's really trying that outside corner. He's gotten a few times, about three or four called strikes, but really favoring that outside corner of the strike zone.
He really has all afternoon he has been as he does it again, but this one in swinging range of Bradbury takes a piece at, or excuse me, takes a hack at it and catches a piece, it fouls straight back, for a strike. Count is even 1-1. Barnhill to the stretch. Now one, this one low and away, gets away from Wishrup. Here comes the runner, and Ulrich will score. Throw is late, and we are tied 1-1 on the pass ball.
I don't know about you, but somebody's put glue on that kid's helmet because he's lost it twice running those bases.
Maybe some hair gel will do that. Bradbury now empty bases. Now Barnhill will go back to the windup. The pitch. Foul tip. Might have caught a piece of Wishrup there as he bends over. I think it might have. So the umpire is going to give Barnhill some extra time here to get a good grip and make sure that Wishrup's okay. Now, Coach Kirk to check on him. So once again, a reminder that Hiawatha will be playing this Sunday. We'll be taking on Seneca on the road. 3 o'clock for the first game, 5 o'clock for the second one, or excuse me, for the second one. And as for Sabetha, they'll welcome in Topeka. Tell you what, Sabetha has a lovely ballpark. Hiawatha does too. Hiawatha's got their new facility up and running. That's some great ballparks in this league. Nemaha Central, or excuse me, Seneca, has a beautiful ballpark as well. Got their new press box operational. That one misses away for a ball. Makes the count full. Two gone, empty bases. 1-1 is our score. Top of the second. Wind up and the payoff pitch. That one's outside, and that's going to be a walk. His third one of the day.
I've said it again, said it multiple times. Barnhill still favoring that outside corner, that time leading in for a walk. And one runner on base on first for Sabetha. They've been able to score run so far. Off the air from the pitcher to the catcher. Catcher not being able to catch one of his balls.
That brings up the 10th hitter in the hitting order, the extra hitter, Tegan Sainer. First pitch, swing and a miss on a pitch that was blown away, just like you were saying, Crindon.
The count now 0-1, when picking up a little bit more, blowing out to right center. Again, that rain just missing us to the northwest as that one takes Wisher up away from his catching position, going to his right on a pitch, low and away, even the count 1-1. Decent size lead over at first for Bradbury. And that one misses, I believe, maybe up in the zone. Maybe inside, 2-1. Barnhill looking to strain another runner here. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Actually, it looks like he caught it for east of it, says the on-plate umpire, into the glove of Wishrup. Hiawatha starter looking to end the inning right here. Gets a pitch he likes, comes together and unloads. Outside and low. It makes the count full. Barnhill lost Bradbury on a full count last time he faced a batter. On deck, Marcus Baumann for the second time through the hitting order coming up. He's on deck. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. That one misses up. Ball four. Fourth walk of the day for the post-66 Braves starter. The Bauman coming up for the second time today. He got on via base on balls and was thrown out at second, thanks to a nice throw from Wishrup.
Two outs right now. One left to go.
First pitch outside for ball one. Fastball, just keeping in that hand for just a split second too long. As Brendan has alluded to, is similar miss as that one pops and slicing out of play, first base side. Teams up the count 1-1. And I tell you, as somebody who pitched in high school myself, I can't say I've got great experience, but from what I remember, is if you common miss and it keeps going there, as that one misses a little bit up in the zone, it means that it feels good coming out of your hand. Because if you keep going to it and going to it, it's hard to adjust if it feels good coming out of your hand. 2-1 pitch. Hit up the middle, past Barnhill, but to the shortstop, Brian. They'll touch the bag, and that will end the inning. One runner comes across. We're tied 1-1. We'll go to the bottom of the second here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
You go to the bottom of the second, and folks, I might have spoken a little too soon about that weather. Looking at the radar, might be some scattered stuff going on outside our area. We'll see if we can escape Mother Nature for the second time today and keep playing. It's gotten real cloudy. Wind has picked up a little bit, and the temperatures have dropped just a smidge. We will see. 1-1 our score. Hiawatha back to the plate for the second time today, as the Raptors scored on a passed ball. First pitch, that one missing for ball one. And you are hearing some rain on the overhead. 1-0 pitch, that one misses up and away for ball two.
can maybe catch it if you're listening really good. You haven't turned way up on your radio dial, but you can hear it on the metal roof right over on top of us. That one hit right back to the pitcher. Herman will flip it over to first in time for out number one. That was Kate Pyle leading things off for post 66. Now we'll bring up Matthew Monaghan, first baseman. From what he's told me, not too happy with the way he played this past spring. I'm sure a good summer here would boost his confidence here. Was his senior season, though. Breaking ball up in the zone, missing for ball one. Wind up and the release. That one swing and miss. Waved over the bat that time for Monaghan. Evens the count 1-1. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Maybe slipping out of the hand a bit there for Herman. Now hearing some thunder.
Some Mother Nature calling.
Kind of just rattling over on top of us. Not a loud clap, but kind of just one of those ones that rumbles for a good 3 seconds or so. Is that pitch in there for strike two? Evens up the count. As I mentioned, we've gotten quite a bit of rain this week, and we had just enough drainage on the ballpark to play this one today. Is that the breaking ball that's looped into the infield, and that'll be caught by Howard, the second baseman, for out number two. Gotten a little bit darker here, too, the past couple of minutes, not just because of the overcast, but some of those clouds being a little bit darker. So that'll bring up Wishrup, number nine hitter. The Braves starting catcher as the first pitch misses low for ball one. Herman trying to go 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the second. Swing and a miss behind on that fastball, a little bit low in the zone. The pitch, check swing, didn't go, was low. All checked down on the appeal, no, he didn't go. Herman's been very efficient here in this bottom half of the second. Not really wasting a whole lot of time in between pitches. Breaking ball, that one misses up. Possibly using some of that weather to his advantage as the rain's starting to come down a little bit harder here at Noble Park. Very thankful to be here in the press box. 3-1. That one misses low. 5-pitch walk. And Wishrup avoids the 1-2-3. And that'll bring up the extra hitter, Carson Gilbert. He's out in left field as it is really coming down now.
It's going to be a little harder to play baseball with the, balls going to be wet and so are the bats.
We're still playing, though. Now Gilbert's calling time. He'll now step out of the batter's box. And there's a pretty loud clap of thunder there. I don't think we should be playing baseball right now personally, but the umpires say play on.
Yeah, you talked about earlier one player going for a ball, catcher throwing it to the first baseman, trying to catch the first baseman or the runner on first, trying to lead off.
And now the home plate umpire talking over to both Coach Kurtz, and now they're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up here. We're going to go ahead and get off the field with the rain and the thunder in the area. And we'll have a little bit of a postponement in this one. So we'll go ahead and step aside for a few minutes. Again, we are deadlocked 1-1 here in the bottom of the second. Two gone bases. I was going to say bases are empty, but Wishrup is over at first. So we'll put a bookmark in this one. We'll set it back to the studio for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and hope to resume this one. You're listening to Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by.
Sluppy alongside Crendon Profit. We are deadlocked 1-1 as we are in the bottom of the second inning as we are resuming things after a weather delay. And it's been a pretty back and forth game so far. Those just joining us, of course, in the first inning, in the bottom of the first inning, it was an RBI single by Joel Bryan, who got the scoring started for post 66 for the Braves. He drove home Brant Barnhill, who led off with a single in the bottom of the first. And then Sabetha responded with a run of their own, thanks to a double from Will Ulrich. He came around to score on a passed ball, and that is where we stand. And as of right now, our batter is, let's see here, where I remember where we left off. We have Carson Gilbert. He is the batter. It'll be a 1-0 count with two gone. And it is Cooper Wishrup over at first. He reached on a walk. That's where we'll lead things off. So far from this one, Josh Herman, Brant Barnhill, pretty good pitching matchup so far. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of improvement from both pitchers, especially Barnhill. You know, talked about that. He usually goes far away in that outside corner from the hitter when it's a right-handed hitter. And, you know, he's got there sometimes. He's allowed a walk others. But so far, I feel like as an inning progresses, he gets a little bit better. You saw that in the first inning. He was able, the Sabetha Raptors, they left two runners on base at the end, the end of the top of that first inning. You know, really that's a thank to Barnhill getting back-to-back strikeouts. And, of course, his plays at the mound have been pretty great. If it hit and bounces up towards him, he'll pick it up and he'll strike it right to the first baseman. You know, that's Rocky, and he's played a really great job at first base. You know, whether it's hustling for a pop-up, I don't think he's got any so far, but he's been doing really good job at first base. And, you know, for Sabetha, Josh Herman, he's been a really great pitcher too. If he has a favorite area, he's usually throwing it a little low, but it's usually dead down the center of the plate. So overall, both great performances by both these pitchers. This is Barnhill's first time pitching, so I'm honestly thoroughly impressed by him.
Yeah, we'll see how things unfold with the pitchers having to adjust to them coming back on the field after the about 30-minute delay, a little bit more than a 30-minute delay, but we are about to get this thing back underway as Sabetha is warming up and Hiawatha is still kind of waiting here. Got a couple players still in the bleachers and making their way towards their respective dugouts, but we did have a little bit of lightning off in the distance just a couple seconds ago out in straightaway center field as the field points out to the northeast. But that system looks like it's moved past us, so the umpires decided to make the call to resume the game. I've been told that we are playing the full seven-inning game for this first game, and then the doubleheader will not be played, just this one singular game. So for those who are wanting to come out for the second game, there will not be one. So just this one here this afternoon. So again, it's 1-1, and it was Hiawatha getting the first run of the game, Sabetha getting the second. Let's step aside for a couple more minutes. Looks like we're still waiting for Hiawatha to warm up, and then we'll come back out for more baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Kansaland Radio.
Here at Noble Park, Jared Selfie alongside Crin and Profit. Logan holding us down back in the booth and getting us through that break as Hiawatha's players are back out onto the field warming up. And Sabetha, Rick, that got Sabetha to tie the game after in the bottom of the first. It was, or that was who that was for Sabetha. Hiawatha got their lone run on the RBI single from Brian. And for Sabetha, it was a response of a double from Ulrich, and he came home to score on a passed ball. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the schedules for both these two teams, starting off with Sabetha. After today, they have a doubleheader against Topeka at home coming up on the 6th. That'll be going on next week. And then later in the week, they'll be on the road for the next couple of doubleheaders at Seneca on the 8th. And then on the 11th, they're at Donovan County. Following that up, they're back home as they host Corning on the 14th, followed by going onto the road, take on Topeka on the 16th, and then wrapping things up in, no, actually they have two more in the month of June. Before that, they have another doubleheader against Seneca before they pause for the midseason tournament coming up in between then. And the 30th, they resume against Donovan County, and then finishing up the season, regular season, on July the 2nd at Marysville. As for Hiawatha, after today, they will be in Seneca on Sunday, and the following Wednesday, they will be on the road at Falls City for one game that will be at 8 o'clock, excuse me. And then the very next day, they will play Donovan County, and on the 11th, following that up with a game at Holton, then on the 18th at Corning. Thursday, the 22nd, they will be on the road at Donovan County before their final three doubleheaders all being at home. On Sunday, June 25th, against Marysville. Wednesday, June 28th, against Falls City. And then Sunday, July 2nd, that'll be at home against Corning. The AA Zone Tournament will be in Seneca, July the 10th through the 16th, with more details on that to be determined. And then the AA State Tournament, that'll be in Concordia, July the 19th through the 23rd. And then Super State, AA versus AAA, that'll be on the 28th through the 30th. So be sure to stay tuned for more dates and information on those to be determined in just a couple weeks. This will be a pretty quick season. It'll come and go by pretty quickly. And we already have two games in the books for Hiawatha. They won this past Sunday against Marysville 3-1 in the first game and then 5-4 in the second game. Again, that was this past Sunday. So a good start to the season for Hiawatha. And as for Sabetha, they started their season this past Sunday as well. That was a game against Auburn, and they fell in that one, and they are hoping to get their first win of the season. Still kind of warming up here in Noble Park. Let's step aside one more time. Our broadcast today has been brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Back in 2 minutes here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha 1-1 between Hiawatha and Sabetha, both pitchers trying to get back into a flow of things, and about a little over a 30-minute delay, maybe closer to 45 minutes. Both teams taking some ground balls just to the left of their respective dugouts here to get ready for more action. Bottom of the second, there'll be a runner on first with two outs for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves. And they're facing Josh Herman. And what are some things that you've liked about Josh Herman's outing so far here, Crittenden?
Well, Josh Herman, so far in the last two innings, he's been doing a really great job. As I said, usually when he's pitching, he favors toward the center of the mound, but, you know, just below when it comes to, if he ever throws a ball, it's usually a little low on his breaking ball. But, you know, for the most part, Herman, he's been really great, you know, pitching from the mound and, you know, coming up with those plays if the ball bounces up, you know, from the hitter hitting it, and he's able to get it, and he's able to get it to first. So, yeah, a lot of great plays by Josh Herman, and, of course, his first baseman there has been able to get it to a few times today, Jacob Grimm. So, you know, great two players there.
Taking a look at some of the results from the Northeast Kansas League, American Legion League. I'm going to repeat my words here for a second. First couple of games that finalized on the 28th, that started off everything. As mentioned, it was Hiawatha defeating Marysville in a doubleheader, winning the first game 3-1, and the second game 5-4. And Hiawatha didn't have a great hitting performance in that doubleheader. They had just 12 hits in those two games, as they batted just .235 in those contests, but they pitched very well. They gave up just 3 earned runs combined for a team ERA of just 1.62 in those 13 innings. The other doubleheader on the 28th, that was between Seneca and Corning, and they actually split that doubleheader. Seneca won the first game 5-4, that was at home, and then Corning winning the second one 4-1. Then the games that happened a couple days ago on the 31st, that was Seneca winning a doubleheader against Marysville. So Seneca won 10-3 in that first game, and then 6-1 in that second game. So quickly, Seneca off to a very nice start of 3-1 of the year, and those are the first two actual league games. Of course, Marysville not in the actual league, the Northeast Kansas League. So that is kind of how things have happened so far. Plenty of Legion ball to come, and we'll be broadcasting quite a bit of it here on our airwaves, doing about one game a week as I pull up the schedule for our broadcast. Our next one will be this upcoming Thursday, June the 8th. That'll be between Donaldson County and Hiawatha, right back here at Noble Park, 6 o'clock first pitch for that one. Then we come back 6 days later on that following Wednesday, June the 14th, as we'll be in Sabetha, as Sabetha will be hosting Corning. That will also be at 6 o'clock. And the following Thursday, June 22nd, we'll be on the airwaves from Donaldson County, as Hiawatha will be there. That'll be at 6 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, June the 28th, we'll be in Corning for the first time this season as they host Seneca at 6 o'clock to that one. Then just two days later, Sabetha will host Donaldson County. That will be at 6 o'clock. That is Friday, June 30th. And finishing up our coverage, we have Marysville at Corning, 7 o'clock on Wednesday, July the 5th. And again, we'll have coverage of the zone tournament at the end of the regular season, which will take place July 10th through the 15th, plus the potential of even more state tournament coverage. And so a lot of stuff coming up. So we just finished up with our spring season, and this was a fun one, doing postseason. I did the Onega quarterfinal, the walk-off base hit for Keegan Venneberg from Onega. He had no hits the entire season. He comes in and gets the game-winning single in the 10th inning. That was a phenomenal story, and you can find that up on our website, mscsports.net. And then, of course, the Sabetha Blue Jays baseball team made state class 3A in Ohio, in Manhattan, had a tough one and done matchup against Wichita Collegiate, who won state the year prior in 2022. They got a bad draw. This Collegiate was just the 4 seed and Sabetha drawing the five, unable to get to the second day. And then, of course, McLeod softball, arguably one of the most dominant seasons in any sport at any level. It was just phenomenal what they did. They were undefeated, winning every single game, and they ended up winning or getting their, I believe their run differential was 331-11, I think is what Brendan Tatman, our sports director, was saying, which is just, I mean, unbelievable. So North Clouds, they win Class 1A softball, and just a phenomenal season for the Bulldogs, or excuse me, 2-1A softball, that is, that was out in Pratt. And then we had our state track meet coverage. That was a lot of fun. We did that this past Friday and Saturday in Wichita. Crittenden, you were there with me. What were some things that were most memorable in Wichita?
Yeah, really. I mean, it was great also having Brandon come down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brandon
yeah.
Steffman coming down there on Saturday. So we missed out a lot of the fun that we had on Friday, you know, sitting there and talking about all the good times. really, I was able to do a few interviews here and there, but for the most part, I had to skedaddle pretty early. I had a brother there running that state,
yeah,
by Kyson Prophet, the freshman, who has been running pretty good times. He ran a 22.9 in his 200, so, you know, I like to see that kid kick that down a little bit. So, just a little shout out to my brother, who's a track star, but.
Oh, absolutely. And he definitely will be for the next few years. And kind of talking about him for a second, when you talk about a kid who is, I believe, if his little tidbit was correct, he was one of, I believe, just six freshmen at all classifications to run, what was it, the 1 and the 200 as a freshman, or the 100 or the 200, being the final, that is. Just a phenomenal stat. So he'll be a star for years to come at Jackson Heights and yourself, too, as well. But I think the most memorable thing we had was, of course, Washington County girls and the Axel boys both winning state as teams, but the way Axel won it was just unprecedented. Those who were unaware or haven't checked out our story up on it, our website, mscsports.net. So going into the final event, Axel had a 5-point lead on Quinter. They were in the 4x400-meter race. Cuyahoga County was there as well. They were in third at the time. And coming down the stretch, it was the final 200-meter stretch, and a kid from Quinter kind of maybe got, at least the ruling was, he got into the running lane of the kid from Cuyahoga County. So they disqualified Quinter, who Quinter, by the way, won that race. But Quinter was disqualified, and as a result, Axel was able to win state. And if that result would have held up, Quinter would have won the meet by one singular point. So that was quite the development. We were, as that was going on, we were doing our live wrap-up show of the track meet. So that was just a strange way to end the meet. But, I mean, again, congratulations to Axel for an incredible season in everything. I mean, from the state title, winning that one against Thunder Ridge in the state title, that was kind of a weird game where they came back. They believe they're down by 30 points at one point in the second quarter, coming all the way back to win that one. Then they get to state in basketball. They get fourth place there. And then, of course, now winning in state track. Just a phenomenal season for Axel in both, rather in all three facets, in fall, winter, and spring. Well, they're just finishing up warm-ups. Josh Herman back on the rubber, kind of getting a few warm-up pitches in. And, again, we are starting things back up with Carson Gilbert. He'll lead us off to resume play. He'll have a 1-0 count against him, or for him, I guess, with a runner on first, with Cooper Wishrup over there at first. And, again, it is 1-1, Sabetha and Hiawatha here from Noble Park. Been a good one so far. Both pitchers trying to get back into a flow of things, as you typically do. In a rain delay, kind of difficult to do that, but they'll do their best. And kind of interesting how things unfolded towards the end of that stretch when both pitchers were, I think, kind of taking advantage of the weather a little bit. Ball was coming out of their hand well, and the pitchers were having a tough time getting a bat on. All right, so here we go. Gilbert up to the plate. It is his first plate appearance of the day. And this could be real quick, possibly, if Herman can get out of, I wouldn't say jam, but get out of this inning. He'll go to the stretch. And there's the play ball signal from the umpire. And we are back underway. First pitch, swing and a miss. And that makes it 1-1. Wind is coming from behind us, blowing towards the outfield still. The American flag in center field kind of wrapped around the pole. Back over to first, checking with him, not in time. Leadoff man, Brant Barnhill, is on deck. There goes the runner, pitches low and away. Throw down is behind second base, and it goes into center field, and he'll get up and he'll try to get to third. The throw down to third will be not in time. That's going to be an E2 that advances Wishrup over to third base. We saw Wishrup on his run to second. He had a sort of early slide there to duck from a ball. That loose error being thrown by the catcher. And that one almost, would have connected Wishrup in the head, and that would not have been good to see. Had a baseball hit me in the finger during my season, that took me out, so I'd hate to see what a baseball does to the head. And it probably would have avoided Wishrup from getting over to third as well, as this ball is blooped into right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit, another run for Post 66. And the Braves are now up 2-1, an RBI single from Brant Barnhill. Carson Gilbert. So now that'll bring up Barnhill as we get through the second time through the hitting order. Barnhill, his first time up, led off the game with a single, came home to score. Back to the stretch goes Herman. And that one is over the head of Barnhill, ducking out of the way. 4-1. Still kind of cloudy here in Hiawatha. System moving to our northeast as that one misses low and away. Keeping that overcast, keeping it a little bit cooler, but still very humid. Looking over at first is Herman. Checking over with Gilbert. There's a pitch, and there goes the runner. That one in there for a strike, throw down to second, and that one is going to be in time. He got it.
That's good execution by the catcher right there. He had an error his last attempt to throw to second, and that time he was able to catch the runner trying to progress to second, and that was a good execution.
That's the end of two. 2-1, Hiawatha leading Sabetha. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
Kansaland Radio.
Jacobson for Hiawatha. Brant Barnhill's day is done. He goes two innings. And kind of an interesting decision, considering, as mentioned, we had that delay. So not exactly a crazy decision, though. I mean, kind of just depends on how the pitcher's feeling. If they feel like they can kind of pick things up where they left off. If not, then expecting to move on, it's a good opportunity to do so. So we'll see if that pays off for Coach Meininger and Hiawatha Post 66. So that is going to be two hits for Barnhill in two innings for a combination of four walks, and that would be one earned run in giving up, or actually, no, beg your pardon, no earned runs, giving up just the one because it was a pass ball, and then the three strikeouts. So again, his line for Brant Barnhill, his day is done. Two innings pitched, two hits, no earned runs, four walks, and three strikeouts. So Cooper Jacobson is on. It is his first pitching appearance of the season. And for a lot of Braves, it will be their first pitching appearance because, as mentioned, only played two games so far this season. So we are just getting into the thick of things here in the early portions of this Legion season. But as mentioned, Hiawatha got off to a good start in those two games with a combined 13 innings pitched, 1.62 ERA, 123 whip, and a batting average opposed of 208. So a good start for the Hiawatha pitching staff. They hope to continue that here this afternoon as they'll have the bullpen go a few extra innings here today. We'll see how far Jacobson goes in this one. So once again, the hitting order for Sabetha, we'll start from the top, but Josh Herman, the number two in the batting order, will lead things off here in this inning. So it's Bauman, Herman, McAfee, Fry, Grimm, Ulrich, Schmelzley, Howard, Bradbury, Sainer. So Jacobson at the ready. From the windup, the lefty goes to work. And that one a little bit low for 1-1. And another reminder of the defense.
for post 66. Oldham at third. Bryant at short. Stevens at second. Monaghan at first. Now Jacobson on the mound. Wishrup behind the plate is the 1-0 pitch, and there for strike one evens up the count. Gilbert to the left. Rocky in center, and Pyle is in right. Count is evened up 1-1. The southpaw goes back to work. In the air, slicing foul, right field side towards the light out there in the shed. So thankfully, we didn't get too much rain to where the grass was totally unplayable in the infield and the outfield as well. As that ball pulled and passed the glove of the third baseman Oldham, and that's going to be a base hit. Third one of the day for post 126 from Sabetha.
That was just a really good hit by Josh Herman, just a really good line drive down left field. Like you said, missing the glove off the third baseman for Hiawatha. Should have been Oldham. So, you know, just a little error there, but, you know, left outside fielder able to pick it up and give it back to the pitcher. Runner stops at first.
That ball was hit pretty well. I think they might give him a base hit there for Herman, and that will bring up McAfee for the second time today. He had a single his first time up. Is that one misses low and in for ball one? Pretty big lead over at first. Secondary lead, that is, with Monaghan, the first baseman, holding him on. So it's 2-1 in favor of Hiawatha. RBI single from Carson Gilbert in the bottom of the second, and now a move back over to first. And player or two for Sabetha calling for a balk. Not going to get the call. Mentioned being a left-hander, having that move where he can just lift his leg and make that move as long as he doesn't break the plane. Is that one in there for a strike? There goes the runner, and that is behind the second base, or excuse me, the shortstop into center field, but fielded before it gets into any sort of trouble. Good job backing him up by Stevens. That'll be a stolen base for Herman.
We saw Schmelzley make that same mistake in the last, and well, at the top of this inning. And, well, I mean, now you see Wishrup make that same mistake, so hopefully he can make up for it here.
Foul to the screen. Makes it 1-2. Runner on second, nobody out. Near the top of the third. Sabetha trying to respond with a run of their own, tie things back up, or even take the lead. Lefty versus lefty matchup right here. That one hit to the shortstop, Bryan. Only plays at first. That is a throw that's behind the first baseman, and he couldn't get on the bag, fold him off the bag, and he's in there safely. It's Monaghan couldn't apply the tag quick enough. So runners will be on the corners with just, rather with nobody out. That'll go down as knee six. And that will bring up Chase Fry, who struck out looking his first time up. Very similar to what happened in the first inning. Had runners on second and third with one out, but now runners in the corners with nobody out. Trying to do a pickoff move, and not quite a low enough throw. It was a good pickoff move. Kind of had McAfee, and the deer in the headlights there, kind of stood still. Wasn't sure what he was going to do. I think he was, looked like to me like he was going to try to go to second. We'll see if he tries to do that here. There he goes. Pitch in the dirt, and no throw from Wishrup. An easy steal from McAfee. Now, with that throw, that pickoff move from Jacobson, if that throw was just a little bit lower, and Monaghan able to get the tag over, he might have had him over at first. But instead, runners on second and third, nobody out. In the dirt, another nice stop from Wishrup. Jacobson, his first inning of relief. Comes set and deals. That ball is hit to left center field. Drifting to his right as Rocky will make the catch. And that'll bring home a run. As Herman tags from third. And McAfee stays at second. And we are tied 2-2. Good piece of hitting by Chase Fry. Understanding the assignments. And executing it perfectly.
That was definitely a good sacrifice fly there, allowing the score now to be tied up 2-2.
It was a fastball that was up in the zone. That was just right for a fly ball into the outfield. First pitch, same spot as that previous pitch to Jacob Grimm. A little bit up in the zone for ball one. Grimm struck out swinging his first time up.
Stevens backs off the bag. That ball is chopped to Oldham at third, and he'll hold on to it for a brief second, throw it over to Monaghan at first and get the out. And again, McAfee forced to stay at second. And that'll bring up Will Ulrich. Got the double in the second inning, came home to score on their first run of the game. Reached on a passed ball. The left-handed right fielder digs in with two gone and one runner coming across. First pitch. Pass the ball right down Broadway. Strike one. Big gap in between first and second on the right side of the infield. Stevens drifts back over. Here's the ball hit right to him. Stevens on a high hop. Throws up to first. Bending over is Monaghan. He'll pick it up. And in time for the final out. They strand a runner, but they get one home. We are tied 2-2. We'll go to the bottom of the third coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash, located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the bottom of the third, and it'll be the top of the order leading things off for Hiawatha Post 66 with Brent Barnhill starting things off and hoping to continue things the way he started off the game, and that was with a leadoff single. Came home to score. We are tied 2-2 between Sabetha and Hiawatha Legion Baseball.
Yeah, if I'd like to compliment one player from the top of this inning, it would be Monaghan, that first baseman. I think he had a lot of great plays. He was the one who got thrown two of those outs at first, and then he also tried to make a lot of great plays, you know, that pick up from the pitcher. If it was thrown right, I think he really could have got that out, but I think Monaghan played a really good top of the inning, and we're going to get a first strike here as the ball goes just right off the bat.
And actually, that one was a little bit low and away for a ball, so it'll be 1-0, as here is the 1-0 pitch. That one, swing and a miss. That was an off-speeder that he got ahead of. He ends up a count 1-1. Those just joining us, last half inning. Herman came home to score on an RBI sac fly from Chase Fry on a fastball up in the zone as that one misses low and away. He makes it 2-1. By the way, that system that came through here, just to our north, it's up at Falls City. That is some dark red, and it's away from us, but it's still producing some lightning strikes that we're seeing in the distance here. 2-1 pitch. That one misses low for ball three. Yeah, that system that lurked around a lot longer than I thought it would. It's not a huge system. It's kind of sporadic, but it hung around longer than I think we were expecting, as that one's in there for a strike, and the count is now full. The off pitch, that one misses, and that will be a well-earned walk for Brandon Barnhill. Start off third inning for Hiawatha Post 66. That'll bring up Ashton Rocky for the second time. He was hit by a pitch on the left shoulder blade, and he was touched out on a double play ball hit by the man on deck, Xavier Oldham. Back over to first, not in time. Temperature definitely, like I said, has dropped a few degrees since we started. It's up in the upper 80s. Throw back down to first again, not in time. A little bit closer that time, though. Temperature now in the upper 70s. So it's dropped about 10 degrees since about 2 in the afternoon. Which, now that I'm saying that out loud, is pretty standard. In the wheelhouse, it falls down for a base hit over the head of Grimm, the first baseman. And so that ball was probably just barely above the grip of the bat. but it's a it's a single for Ash and Rocky as Barnhill advances to second. So Oldham hoping to make up for the double play from the last time he was up at the plate. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Pitch from Herman misses up and away for ball one. A ball put in the right spot in the infield could possibly trigger another double play. Grimm, the first baseman, playing in a tad. And that's ripped into left field as that ball just dies thanks to that grass, but it's for a base hit. Rounding third and heading home. Here's the throw, and it is not in time. It gets away from the catcher, but there to back it up is Herman. That's an RBI single for Xavier Oldham. So he's able to make up for the double play ball in the first inning, and it's 3-1 in favor of the Braves.
You know, really, there, if you want to take a positive thing from that play is, you know, Herman being able to back that ball, because if not, the second was looking to advance to third base, but thankfully he was able to pick it up and, you know, get ready to rip it there.
So they will continue to have runners on first and second, as Crindon mentioned. Ashton Rocky over there at second, and Oldham, after the base hit, is over at first, after Brand Barnhill came home on that RBI single. Joe Bryan had an RBI single his first time up, and his first pitch, he chops slowly in the middle of the infield, charging, and the throw is not going to be in time. That's an infield single, as Bradbury couldn't get the throw over to first in time. And I mentioned that rain, it's really slowing down these ground balls on the infield, and even a ball that was hit well by Oldham earlier, that ball just died as soon as it touched the green.
Base is full now, and, you know, there's some distant lightning strikes over there, but maybe a lightning strike down here to this field with a grand slam would be what I think what we need.
First pitch, that one inside, ball one to Jacobson. Walked his first time up and was retired on a ground ball to Howard. And still nobody out here in the bottom of the third. That one's in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Herman. So kind of an eerie cloud, as Brendan just alluded to, out in just pretty much straight in front of us. There's that one in the dirt, just to the left of Schmelz Lee, blocking that one, keeping it in front of him. Runners will stay. Runners not being held on, obviously, with from a base's juice, and that ball is hit to left field, and that will drop in for a base hit. Another run will score as the throw comes into third, and it is 4-2 in favor of the Braves.
Bases will still remain loaded here, as coming up now will be Stevens, number 12.
They'll hold him over to third, Bryan on to second, and Jacobson with another RBI single, now a mound visit coming out. So far this inning, five batters have been faced by Herman. None have been retired. It was walk, single, 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 single. It's just consistent, productive hitting from Hiawatha here in the bottom of the third. Trying to keep those bats hot, as mentioned, as Stevens, he grounded out his first time up. Just a quick little mound visit. Herman will stay on the rubber for post 126, the Tabitha Raptors. Might have a couple of infield singles or two here this for the rest of this game, with, as mentioned, that wet grass really slowing down the speed of the baseball coming through the infield. First pitch to Stevens. That one in there, strike one, outside corner. He's been calling that a strike so far today, even though it might be a touch off the plate. Pretty close, though. Umpire giving him the benefit of the doubt. That one misses down low. That evens up the count 1-1. That's a nice breaking ball. It started in and came back towards the middle of the plate, but it misses down low. Makes the count 2-1. So a pair of runs for the Braves here in the bottom of the third to make it 4-2. That fastball is hit the right field opposite way, and that will be caught by the right fielder Ulrich. But again, that's going to be enough to bring home a sacrifice fly. It's a close play to plate, but not in time. Nice throw, but not in time. So that is the third run of this half inning for Hiawatha Post 66.
You know, you make up a great point. That was a really impressive throw by Ulrich there. I mean, going all the way from right field to the catcher, just barely unable to make a play as Wishrup was able to slide into the base, putting this game up by an extra point.
Yeah, that was a little too passive on my part. That was a close play. I thought that was not going to be that close. That'll bring up Kate Pyle, grounded out right back to the rubbers. First time up, that one misses up and away for ball one. Jared Sloppy alongside Crinan Profit, a broadcasting brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. 1-0. Again, that pitch starting inside, breaking over the heart of the plate, but again, just a little bit down low. Makes it 2-0. Runners on first and second, still nobody out. Actually, beg your pardon, there's one man out after that sack fly. This is that one foul tip into the mitt. Four strike one. Again, seeing another distant lightning strike just to the north of us. There goes runner over to third. Throw down is going to be wide of the glove of Bradbury. He's in there safely. It's away into left field, and he's going to come over and score. Joel Bryan represents the sixth run of the game for Hiawatha Post 66.
Schmedgley, who earlier in the game missed the throw to the second base, allowing the runner on first to progress, and now this one missing the third baseman, which would have been Bradbury, and that one allowed another run to come in for Hiawatha.
That was Crinan Profit. Jared Sloppy with you here in Noble Park. That one misses up and away for ball four. It's five-pitch walk to Pyle. He's awarded first base. Jacobson also reached to second on that E2. That'll bring up Matthew Monaghan for the second time. Popped out in the infield his first time up. And he chops this one off home plate to the Hiawatha dugout for strike one.
Really seeing Josh Herman get stretched thin in this inning. I mean, after this inning, they might do what Hiawatha did and might replace their pitch going in the fourth, but you might go the distance.
Oh, and misses up and away for a ball. Wind blowing across the outfield from left to right field. Swing and a miss. Again, behind a little bit is Monaghan. Maybe taking that front step just a half second too late, trying to get his body to shift into the baseball. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Waved over that breaking ball, and that is strike three for out number two. Pylon at first, Jacobson at second. Two gone, Wishrup comes up for his second time today, reached on a walk and came home and scored. That was the second run of the game for the Braves. That was a RBI single from Carson Gilbert. First pitch, that misses for ball one. So Hiawatha has played four runs here in the bottom of the third inning. All those runs coming from the first four batters of said inning. Barnhill, Rocky, Oldham, and Bryant. Started off this inning, walk, single, 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 single. 1-0 pitch. That one's in there. Strike over the outside edge. Then an RBI single from Xavier Oldham and an RBI single from Cooper Jacobson, as well as a sack fly to right field from Tyler Stevens. Swing and a miss. It's a tad behind that pitch. It is the Hiawatha catcher. Makes it 1-2. To Herman now, one pitch away from getting out of this inning. 1-2, hit high in the air, shallow right field, foul territory. Grimm backing up, he'll make the catch. We're out number three. Damage has been done at 6-2. Hiawatha leading Sabetha here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
KNZA.
We go to the fourth inning. Jared Sluppy back with you here from Hiawatha. And Jacobson still back out on the rubber for post 66 for the Braves. One inning of relief for him after it was Brent Barnhill got the start. He went two innings, gave up two hits, no earned runs, four walks, and three strikeouts. And last inning for Jacobson, he gave up a sac fly to center field, and Josh Sherman was able to represent the second run of the game for post 126. And the Raptors hoping to bounce back after giving up four runs in the bottom half of the third. And I've got to tell you, it's that delay that can really throw a pitcher off.
You know, talking about pitchers, I'm going to go back talking about Jacobson. He has seven strikeouts so far on the year. He didn't get any strikeouts at the last inning, however, you know, with the pop-out fly and the two plays made to first. But I'm thinking that Jacobson could really pick things up here in the strike count. You know, he had seven in his one game against Marysville, so I could see him pick things up here. But overall, I mean, Hiawatha, they're coming out really strong and dominant here against that Sabetha team. But Sabetha, they've had their chances. They left two runners in the first inning, and they've left about a runner in every inning since then. So really here, I think Hiawatha can take the advantage, but Sabetha's up to hit now.
Schmelzley will lead things off for Sabetha. And you corrected me before the last break. Jacobson actually does have a pitching appearance in the game versus Marysville. He went five deep, and in that game he got the start and got the win. Gave up just four hits, one earned run, one walk, and seven strikeouts, so an early ERA of 1.40. So his first relief performance of this Legion season is that pitch there for strike one, evens up the count. And Schmelzley grounding out right back to the mound his first time up. Waits the 1-1, and here it comes. That one's a little bit low. The wind's kind of calmed down just a smidge. That flag was full horizontal earlier. Now it's kind of drooping a little bit as that one misses down low and in. Big American flag out there in center field. So it kind of really gives us an idea of how fast that wind is blowing as well as where it's blowing. Wind up 3-1. Five-pitch walk. And Schmelzley reaches for the first time today. And that is the first walk he has surrendered this afternoon. And that brings up Turner Howard. Struck out swinging his first time up in the second inning. Now they'll bring in a pinch runner. And that will be Isaac Harder. So Howard awaits the first pitch from the left-handed reliever. Here it comes. And that almost looked like a pitch out as it forces Bushrup to dive to his right to make the catch. Good hustle, allowing that ball to become a wild pitch. The 1-0 swung on and missed. That was up and away. That probably would have been ball two, but the second baseman takes a hack and comes up empty. Harder, about a two, maybe two-and-a-half step lead over first. Monaghan holding him on. And calling time, and I don't think the umpire allowed it, but that should be a balk because he didn't pitch the ball. I guess he did allow the timeout after all, but he didn't give a signal. 1-1 pitch, swing and miss, strike two. Almost like a do-over. Like I said, the umpire did not make the time signal. Howard started to step away, and then Jacobson just stopped. In there, strike three, got him, fastball in on the hands. We're out, number one. So I've never seen anything like that before, and like I said, I think the umpire just straight up just said, okay, it's a do-over, because in all reality, that should have been a balk. That brings up Easton Bradbury. Reached on a walk his first time up. That one, check swing, didn't go. It's out of the zone for ball one.
It's good discipline there by Bradbury. You saw Howard swing on that same pitch on the last up to bat, but Bradbury making well.
Same spot, missing for a ball. It's Wishrup holding it for a split second. Trying to attack that outside edge that the home plate umpire has called a strike for a good majority of this afternoon, but a little bit further than what the umpire is willing to give. Swing and a miss. Swung over that one. Makes it two and one. Jacobson trying to get back into a groove after allowing a leadoff walk. Struck out his last man up. Trying to keep it going. Here's a 2-1. In the dirt. Nice block by Wishrup. Goes to his left. Throw down the second. I think Wishrup thought that he was going, but he was not. And fortunately for Hiawatha, that ball stays in the infield. It was shy of the target, but like I said, that infield grass just deadening any baseball that comes at it. It was floated enough to where Stevens was able to come over and field it cleanly. The count is now 3-1. Double play ball in play for the Braves. And here's a pitch. And late on that one, he fouls it first base side, and that will make the count full. Testing his grip on the baseball, looks at home plate. Yeah, not a huge lead over at first by Harder. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Jacobson. Two gone.
I talked about Jacobson. He's going to have to get that strike count up. He came into this game with, you know, 7 strikeouts. And, you know, that previous inning, he was able to benefit from the help he had around his team. But, you know, back-to-back strikeouts here from Jacobson just, you know, further improves that he's just one great pitcher.
Keegan Sainer up to the plate for a second time. First pitch taken for a strike up in the zone. Walked his first time up. Was retired at second base. Two gone here in the top of the fourth. It's 6-2, Hiawatha leading Sabetha. That one missing as well. The Hiawatha post 66 Braves getting 4 runs in the bottom half of the third, thanks to 4 consecutive hits. Rocky, Oldham, Bryan, and Jacobson getting all those. That ball swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Wishrup for strike two. Looking to strike out the side after allowing a leadoff walk. Harper Schmelzley, Harder over there at first, pinch running for him. There's 1-2. Hit in the air, right field, slicing, foul territory, and that will get out of play. We will do the 1-2 pitch over again. Those just joining us, we had about a 45-minute rain delay. That was back in the bottom of the second inning. Had some lightning in the area. That system has moved off to our northeast. And it's been kind of lurking. Not going to come back towards us, obviously, but sun has not come out, though. That one misses high and away, forces Bishop to his feet.
Yeah, that was definitely an early release there by the pitcher. Just going to have to, you know, time it a little bit better.
Yeah, adjusting the grip after the ball hit on the infield. That one outside for a ball. So Tegan Sainer is the extra hitter, which is something that happens in this league. 10 hitters come to the plate. There goes Harder as that pitch misses outside. 4-4. As Harder took off and not going to matter. Second walk of the day for Sainer. That brings up the top of the hitting order for the third time this afternoon for the Sabetha Post 126 Raptors. Bauman is 0 for 1 on the day. A put out and a walk. His first pitch misses for ball one. Two down. Runners on first and second. Both runners not being held on as that pitch misses up and away to the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Raptors. Well, this season is mentioned that the young fella had for the Sabetha Blue Jays high school team is that one. This is low and in for another ball. One of the many reasons why Sabetha was able to get to state. And now Wishrup, the catcher, going to do a quick little mound visit. Give you another reminder that our next broadcast is coming up next week. And we will be right back here at Noble Park as Hiawatha will be hosting Doniphan County Thursday, June 8th. And again, right here on 103.9 FM, KNZA. Meanwhile, if you're into some torture, you can tune in to Royals Baseball on 92.1.
That's a little mean, Jared, don't you think?
Well, it has been a rough year for the team just to our northeast, or southeast, bigger part. That one misses low for ball four. And that is three walks in this inning for Cooper Jacobson as Tanner goes over to second. And Schmelzley, or bigger part, Harder, is over to third now.
Sabetha now getting it to the full count, or the bases loaded. We saw Hiawatha have the bases loaded the last inning. They weren't able to capitalize off no big grand slams, but they were able to, you know, opportunely take in about, I think, three runs with those bases loaded. And right now, it's Sabetha, three runners on base right here that you could really tie the game up, you know, with that grand slam or, you know, just get a few runners batted in. That's really the main objective you want to put right here.
So it's three walks here in this inning for Cooper Jacobson, and he will stay in the ball game. It was Barnhill got the ball to start off our contest. He went the first two innings up until our rain delay, gave up just two hits, no earned runs, but walked four and had three strikeouts. Now Jacobson has three more walks himself here in this inning. So seven total walks from Hiawatha pitching here this afternoon. And I realize now that I can say this evening because it's already 7 past 8 o'clock because of that rain delay. Change up the vernacular a bit. So that will bring up the number two hitter, Josh Herman, trying to help out his own cause here. The Sabetha pitcher takes a strike outside for strike one. As mentioned, Harder at third, Stainer at second, and Bauman over at first, all reaching via base on balls. That one in the dirt. Blocked by Wishrup, goes to his right, he'll field it cleanly, runners will hold.
Two outs here, still in the inning, both by Jacobson on strikeouts. Here to try to close out the inning with three runners on base for Sabetha.
Game tying run at the plate, down 6-2, is that one outside for ball two, makes it 2-1. Hard to put a grand slam in the cards, but at the same time, well, actually, no. Now looking at the wind, it's starting to blow inward. So I was about to say the wind's going to help, but now it might not be. Is that one taken for a strike, low and in? Some of the Sabetha faithful not happy with that call. But it's 3:15 to both poles with about an 8-foot fence in left and a little bit taller than that in right. The right center field, it's 3:40 both sides, 3:60 dead center, a liner right to the second baseman, and that's caught, that's Stevens, and that will end the inning. So they get out of the jam, and Hiawatha holds on to a four-run lead. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
We come back to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jared Sluppy back with you, alongside Crin and Profit. Logan back in the booth. And a shout out to him for holding down the fort during our 45 minute or so rain delay. As Herman goes back to work for, Sabetha Post 126 for the Raptors. And I know there are some teams across this country that don't have a nickname. I know the Legion ball clubs that I was broadcasting last year, it was just the post number, and that was it. There was no nickname. So kind of a warm welcome back to having a nickname, having something real catchy that I can grasp onto instead of just a number, which is what I like. First pitch to Gilbert was a swing and a miss for strike one, and there's a swing and a miss for strike two. As we are back underway here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Herman from the windup, fouled straight back into the screen.
I'd like to see Herman come up, taking up the mound, and come out striking. I mean, that third pitch was a little slow on the windup, but overall he's coming out striking, which is, very good for that pitcher.
Yeah, that's a breaking ball that misses away for ball one, and Gilbert was a guy who was able to get an RBI single his last time up. That was right after the delay. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And in the dirt, no, they're not going to throw over to first. They'll say he's out for out number one.
Herman off to a great start so far with one strikeout. Hope that continues as this bottom of the inning, bottom of the fourth continues. Herman, who struggled a lot last inning, allowing four runs for Hiawatha.
Swing and a miss. Behind that fastball is Brant Barnhill. His third time up. Both times he's come up and touched home plate. A single and a walk. Here is the 0-1 pitch. In the dirt. Takes that one. Evens up the count. Temperatures are going to start warming up here in the area over the next few days and weeks, so it's nice to have an evening that's a little bit on the, I wouldn't say cool side, but on the warmer side, not the hotter side, is that ball taken in the middle of the plate for strike two. One, two pitch misses up and away. Unfortunately, the folks here aren't going to be able to enjoy a second ball game, as due to the delay, we'll be just playing 1 7-inning game here this evening. The 2-2 in the dirt. Count is now full. And so far this afternoon slash evening, we have yet to see a pitcher go 1-2-3. Herman trying to do that right here. Is that one? He cannot, and this is low for ball four. It's been a tough afternoon for the pitchers. Well, first, I mean, you talk about the some of the intangibles of tonight's contest. I mean, it's for Sabetha, it's just their second game of the season. For Hiawatha, just only their third. So pitchers are trying to get readjusted into a new season, new teammates, all these sort of intangibles that you have to factor in. And then, oh, yeah, on top of that, a 45-minute rain delay. As that one misses up and away. So all the what little momentum you got after the first two innings, it comes to a screeching halt. And for Hiawatha, they decided to go with a new pitcher. That hasn't worked out for them. For Sabetha, they've tried to stick with the same pitcher. That hasn't worked out great for them either. They're back over to first, not in time. It's working out okay for Hiawatha, I guess. I mean, they've only allowed two runs, but they've been unable to keep that pitch count low. And we'll see if how much longer Jacobson can go. Here's the back over to first pickoff move, just barely getting in time. Is Barnhill back over to first base?
You've seen about seven pickoffs or so attempted so far this game, and not one has been executionable, but you'd like to see that, especially for Sabetha trying to get back into this game.
On a pitch outside, and kind of adding on to that, Crindon, I think the reason why they're doing that is, well, I mean, Hiawatha has been pretty much able to do anything they want on the base paths. We've seen multiple stolen bases in pretty much every single inning. There's that one. Another throwback over to first, not in time. And just taking a look back, they had one in the first. They had another one in the second. They had a couple more in the third. So it's just kind of been something they've been able to get away with. 2-0 pitch, that one outside. Of course, no pitch clock, no limits on the amount of pickoff moves you can go over to first like there is in the majors. So trying to take advantage of that and trying to keep Hiawatha under wraps on the base paths. 3-0 pitch coming up from Herman as he goes back to the stretch. One gone, runner on first, bottom of the fourth inning. That one misses, up in the zone, 4-pitch walk. And Hiawatha already up 6-2, hoping to get some more insurance runs here in the middle portion of this contest.
You know, Herman came out, I mean, firing really two straight strikes. And, you know, since then, it's been a little iffy. You're kind of wondering, I mean, coaches are going and talking to him, so you're wondering if maybe he's running a little thin, especially from that last inning, you know, giving up four runs. So possibly a substitution for Sabetha on their pitchers like Hiawatha did. And I believe it looks like that's going to happen. I believe they're going to substitute their starting pitcher.
And we're going to go ahead and swap pitchers. We're going to turn on the lights as well. Stick with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Flatbed Drivers, KMTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
KNZA.
Back here at Noble Park, Jared Sluppy alongside Crittenden Prophet. New pitcher for Sabetha is Chase Fry. There's going to be some defensive adjustments as well. Take a look at Herman's line. He went 3 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 5 walks, and had 2 strikeouts. He was responsible for both men on first and second base, so unable to determine how many earned runs he's got this afternoon. But we know that at least one of them will be removed from his tally due to the fact that Joel Bryan scored in the third inning on an error from the catcher. So at the plate, it's Xavier Oldham. And he'll try to add on some more runs for Hiawatha post 66. And as mentioned, those lights getting turned on as we are well into the 8 o'clock hour. First pitch in our strike one, low and away in the zone. Started at 6 o'clock, but for those just joining us, we did have that 45-minute rain delay. That storm system moving to our north very slowly, I might add. But it is history as that one misses down low. Even count 1-1. We missed some rain at the beginning of the game. I think I might have jinxed it, honestly. It had been a while since I had a really good broadcaster's jinx, and I had mentioned that we had missed the rain, but then a second system came by, and an hour later, now we're back underway. That one misses down low. Fry comes set, looks over at second. Not being hold on. It's a double steal. Throw down third is going to be not in time. Fantastic jump by Barnhill. And Rocky, by proxy, gets over to second. So now both runners are in scoring position with just one out here in the bottom of the fourth. 6-2, Hiawatha. Xavier Oldham trying to bring him home, and that ball grounded to the shortstop. Throw over to first in time. That'll bring home a run, though. And Hiawatha's lead grows to 5.
Sacrifice on the infield puts in one out, but another run goes up 4. Hiawatha Braves score now 7-2. And Rocky will actually stay at second. Oldham with his second RBI of the day, had an RBI single in the second inning. That is in the dirt. It bounces away from Schmelzley, and that will allow him to get over to third. That's going to be a wild pitch. So now Fry can go back to the windup if he wants to. Looks like that's what he'll do. Looks like he started to go from the stretch and stepped off. That 1-0 pitch, that one also gets away briefly, but Schmelzley able to get over before Rocky started heading towards home. He'll hold. So it's two gone. I think I might have said one gone earlier. Two gone here in the bottom of the fourth. One more run is inflated for the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves. And here's the 2-0. That's in there for a strike. Braves trying to stay unbeaten. Off to a good start, 2-0. Sabetha looking for their first win. The Raptors are 0-1. That ball swung on, fouled, right off home plate. I believe that might have hit Brian, though it's a foul ball as it went into fair territory. Count is 2-2. The lights now fully on here at Noble Park, and that's a breaking ball that misses up and away. And that was a slow breaking ball that had quite a bit of run on it. It just barely missed the strike zone. Here's the 3-2. That one misses low and in. Another walk. First one for Fry. That is the sixth for Sabetha. And meanwhile for Hiawatha, Hiawatha pitching has produced 7 walks of their own. So we've seen quite a few runners reach on base on balls. So that'll bring up Cooper Jacobson, the extra hitter, in the 5 spot. Jacobson is 1-for-1, an RBI single in the third, and reached safely in the first inning with a walk. First pitch, that one misses low and away. Runners on the corners, 2 gone, bottom of 4. Today's broadcast brought to you by Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. There goes the runner to second. That one misses outside. No throw. Easy steal for Joel Bryant.
You know, after that first, you know, what I'd like to say, error for Schmelzy trying to throw it to second, you've seen that two, you know, of those same things where the runner from first tries to get to second and he just pulls that ball back. You know, you don't want to have that intimidation on yourself. You know, you all make those plays comfortably, especially, and, you know, an easy play like that could have been made with the proper throw.
2-0 pitch misses, now 3-0. Here is that pitch. Now one misses. It's a 4-pitch walk. And left-handed hitter will be awarded first base. And the bases are now loaded once again. Rocky over at third. Herman still responsible for him. Brian's at second and Jacobson at first now. With Tyler Stevens at the plate. Sacrifice fly. Kind of combine those words together. He went out to right field. Brought home in a run. Back in the third inning. Feels like a long time ago, but that was last inning. 0-1, that one misses up and in, even as the count. 2 gone, bases loaded. And the Hiawatha Post 66 Braves with a comfortable 7-2 lead trying to grow it here. That pitch swung on and missed. He swung over that one, makes it 1-2. And now Fry just 1 strike away from getting out of this jam. Breaking ball, swung on and missed at eyeball level, and not getting any piece of it. That's strike 3. They leave him loaded, but one run comes across. It's 7-2. Hiawatha leads Sabetha. Legion Baseball here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer,
customer are the owner.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Another inning, another run for Hiawatha, and they lead Sabetha 7-2. Legion Baseball, our first broadcast of the Legion season. And we'll do another one coming up next Thursday back here at Noble Park. Hiawatha takes on Donaldson County, 6 o'clock first pitch. And Jacobson still on the rubber for Hiawatha. Your thoughts on getting Jacobson back out there and another inning for him?
Yeah, so far Jacobson, I mean, he didn't play too bad that last inning. I mean, he started off with two back-to-back strikes, as we mentioned, but you know, really kind of struggled at the end of that, at the end of the top of that fourth inning. And, you know, thankfully he had his team around him to help him, you know, close it out. Sabetha was not able to take off any points, and just another rough inning really for Sabetha to have, you know, all those runners on base, three exactly, and still not be able to take away a single point.
Jacobson will go ahead and face Christian McAfee, and the first pitch, that one looked like it was close to clipping his jersey, but that's taken in there for ball one, as that one misses inside. From the windup, the lefty goes back to work. That ball is hit in the air, center field. Backing up is Rocky, and he'll make the catch. Well done. Had to turn back to his left to make that catch. Does so successfully for out number one.
An impressive catch, and you know, well deserved crowd roar for an amazing, spectacular catch made by Rocky playing in that deep center field.
That'll bring up Chase Fry. Had the sack fly to center field that brought home a run back in the third inning for the Raptors. He is 0 for 1 as his first plate appearance was a strikeout. First pitch misses for ball one. Barnhill got the start for post 66, went two innings, and the rain delay, and Jacobson got the nod for the relief appearance. Is that one in there for a strike taken by the now pitcher, Chase Fry, who started out the game as a shortstop. That ball hit in the air, left field. Gilbert's backing up now, moving to his right, and he'll make the catch about 3 feet to the right of the left field line for out number two. And again, we have still not seen a 1-2-3 inning, and Jacobson a chance to do that right here if he can retire the first baseman for Sabetha, Jacob Grimm.
In fact, that play is made by the outfield. First one by Rocky, the last one was by Gilbert. I mean, really, as an outfielder, sometimes you feel like you're not getting in the game as much as you want to, and right there, outfielders making some great deep plays for Jacobson.
First pitch in there, strike one, and to your point, I mean, with the infield grass being so deadening, I mean, not a whole lot of baseball has been hit out there today. Here's the 0-1 now. That one misses low and in. That got him on the toe, and he'll be awarded first base. And hopefully he was maybe curling his toes to where that just got the bit of the shoe. It looks like he's barely even limping over there. Grimm, he is a tough cookie, and he'll be awarded first base his first time reaching safely. That brings up Will Ulrich for the third time today. 1 for 2, a single and a run, rather, beg your pardon, a double and a run, reaching in the second inning. As that one almost hits the man at the plate, and missing inside, though. He'll say he did not clip his jersey. Almost got McAfee with one, got Grimm with one, almost getting Ulrich with one. 1-0 pitch. That one evens up the count. Intended or not, he is really being aggressive here in this top half of the fifth. Love to see it if you're a Hiawatha fan. That one in the dirt. Nice stop by Wishrup. Catcher moving to his left. Did not want to hop. That was not easy. He didn't have his body in front of that one. sometimes the biggest factor to being a great catcher is being a really good guesser. Guessing where the ball is going to bounce. That one misses low. This is something that I kind of learned from some former MLB catchers. A lot of former MLB catchers are really good at their defense or also really good at pool because they're really good at angles, judging angles of those balls that come to them and judging the angles of getting the ball in the right pocket. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Well, I think I'm pretty good at pool. Would that make me an MLB catcher?
Why don't you give it a shot? Let Adam Wainwright throw you a couple. Jacobson comes set. Here's a 3-1. That's in there. Strike two. Beautiful pitch from the left-handed reliever. Count is now full. Two gone. Runner on first. He's not going to go 1-2-3, but would love to get out of this inning without any major damage. Here's a 3-2. Now is in. That hits him.
Back-to-back hits for Jacobson. And there's mistakes you don't really want to make as the pitcher. And you almost kind of wonder, do you think that substitution might have been a little too early for Hiawatha, putting Jacobson in so quick?
You know, that kind of begs the question. We'll see what Coach Meininger does here. He wants to, it's like, I think he's going to go ahead and hand the baseball off, and he will. So we have a pitching change. That is the day for Jacobson. He's responsible for both men on first and second. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 3.9 FM KNCA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
KNZA.
New pitcher is Xavier Oldham. As we are still in the top half of the fifth, and Oldham making his second pitching appearance in his second relief outing. He got the win in his first one. Gave up two hits, no runs, two walks, and had four strikeouts. So for Jacobson, he goes 2 2/3, gives up just one hit. And one run, that is earned, but he is mentioned responsible for both base runners on first and second. And in terms of his walk total, that is right at 2. And he also struck out struck out 2 batters. And we'll see what Oldham does here. Sabetha trying to get back some runs. They trail 7-2 here in Hiawatha. It's really starting to get dark as we are at the halfway mark of the 8 o'clock hour. Started right on time at 6, but those just joining us, we had that 45-minute rain delay in the bottom half of the second inning. Hiawatha has scored in every single inning so far. Got one in the first, one in the second, 4 in the third has made the difference of the game, and one more in the fourth. And as for Sabetha, they got a pair of runs in the second and third innings. Harper Schmelzley at the plate for the third time today. 0-for-1, a walk, and a ground out. First pitch, that one's inside, ball one. Jacob Grimm is the base runner on third. Beg your pardon, second base. And Ulrich is over at first. Both reached on hit-by-pitches. That's a fastball that's in there. We'll even up the count 1-1. Good looking one from the third pitcher expended of the day for post 66. Oldham comes together and delivers. That one misses, 4-2.
So outs of now, the top of the fifth. on one count for Smellsley. Swing and a miss. Kind of behind on that fastball outside portion of the strike zone. The left side of the infield, the third baseman and shortstop kind of playing in a little bit. Right side of the infield, those infielders are playing a little bit deeper. This one grounded on the run is old, or beg your pardon, the third baseman throw to first is in time. And that was Jacobson making the play for a final out. So he gets the final out, and both runners are stranded. And we'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 7-2 Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location to find out why we love being a part of the community. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
We go to the bottom half of the fifth. A 7-2 lead for Hiawatha, a chance to expand their lead. Cade Pyle leads things off. And Fry back out on the rubber. Failed to mention some of the defensive changes, trying to get these to you on the fly. I know that Bowman is out now with short for the Raptors. Herman's over at third now. Trying to see that is out in center field for post 126. Throw down to second now. Looks like we are ready to get this one back underway. Hiawatha trying to keep that streak alive of scoring in every single inning. And it looks like that is going to be Ulrich out there in center. And we have a new right fielder as well. So all sorts of defensive shifts or changes, beg your pardon, for the Raptors. First pitch, though, is in there, strike one to Cade Pyle, who is reached safely in the third inning, grounded out in the second. That one misses. Seems up a count 1-1. And that one misses low and away for ball two. Sabetha trying to limit the consistency. It's been a tough day for Sabetha pitching. Hiawatha been so consistent, so patient at the plate. Foul strike back to the screen. However, this is only the second pitcher that Sabetha has expended today. Josh Herman got the start, went 3 1/3. Gave up 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 5 walks, and 2 strikeouts with 1 unearned run. And the 2-2 pitch misses low and away. Count is now full. Back to the windup, Fry releases it. That ball hit right back to him, but it gets past him to the second baseman, though. Throw on the run, and it's dropped by Grimm. And that will be an E3. And Pyle reaches safely for the second time today. Pinch hitter coming on for post 66, and that is Chandler Newman. Pinch hitting for Matthew Monaghan in the 8 hole. Runner on at first, bottom of 5. Throw over to first, not in time.
Newman had 1 at bat at Marysville and did not make contact with the bat of the ball.
First pitch. That one misses for ball 1. We're kind of talking about that series versus Marysville. Didn't have a ton of success at the plate at 12 hits and 51 tries for a batting average of 235.
as many hits as strikeouts. That one misses low and away. And in the end, though, it was the pitching that was the hero of that series. In 13 innings, giving up just 3 earned runs and only 6 walks for 16 strikeouts. 7 of those were from Cooper Jacobson. That one swung on and missed. Or strike one, makes it 2-1. Double play ball is on for Sabetha. Got one of those in the first inning. That ball slowly grounded right back to the mound, moving to his left and slipping is Fry, and everybody's going to be safe. That would have been a tough play to make from the relieving pitcher.
That's the one thing. You just got to look at the rain and say, why?
Man, if there was maybe if there was no rain, then even then that would have been a tough play to make. I'll write down an infield single, but I'll ask what the official scorekeeper has to say about that. Coming up here in between innings, his first pitch trying to get a bunt down is Wishrup. He pulls back, and it's ball one. He walked in the second inning, came home to score that go-around, and popped out in the infield in the third. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Here in the bottom half of the fifth, with Hiawatha leading Sabetha 7-2. And that one gets away off of the glove of Schmelzley. Both runners will advance. It was up and in. It just popped out of his glove. That'll be a passed ball that will allow both runners to advance. And a good job also from the Hiawatha catcher to pull his bat back. That's ball two. To a pitch. That one in there for a strike, outer portion of the strike zone. He's going to go from the windup and Fry forces Wishrup to swing and miss. A nice off-speeder, going right over the top of it. Evens up the count at 2-2. Got to put this in play. He'll bring another run home for Hiawatha, and he does so. Right back to the mound, same spot as last time. He'll go home, and now they got him in a pickle. Pyle heading back to third. The throw is going to be in time now, having to go back in second and getting a double play as Newman has caught him between second and third. So that is a double play off of the bat of Wishrup, and that is a disaster for Hiawatha.
If you want a miracle or, you know, just something that's a little spark in your defense or for Sabetha in general, I mean, that's really what you needed was that double play, you know, thanks by Schmelzy. They were getting that play to third and the third to seconds.
That'll be 1-2 as he threw home, then over to third for 5, then back to second base for 4. For the double play. The foul ball by Gilbert on his first pitch. So Wishrup reaches safely on a fielder's choice, and now Fry steps off the back of the mound. And that pitch misses. They're back down to first, not in time. Evens up the count. I tell you, if we're in a bit of a closer game, we would certainly pin that moment. That was a big defensive moment for Sabetha as that one fouled straight back. And this is a Sabetha defense that hasn't made too many mistakes today. They have just one error so far that's been unofficially recorded. Actually, two. They had one this inning and then one in the third, and possibly a third, actually, if you count that Newman as an error or a base hit. But either way, it's strike three called on Gilbert, ringing him up, and that will end in the bottom half of the fifth. We go to the sixth. It's 7-2 Hiawatha here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Go to the sixth inning. Jared Slubby back with you alongside Crin and Profit. 7-2, Hiawatha leads Sabetha. Legion Baseball, our opening broadcast of the young season. And it starts off with a bang with a bunch of rain.
You know, Hiawatha almost had a chance to end the game last inning. The score 7-2, and the rules of this game here, if after inning 5 or during inning 5, if you're up by 8, well, you get to take the gold. So, but no, Sabetha, you know, towards the end of that inning, you know, it was looking pretty bad. It was zero outs, runner on third, runner on second, but they were able to make a play that was able to change the full momentum of that inning into Sabetha's favor, allowing no runs, to finish the bottom of the fifth. So now we go into the top of the sixth. Score 7-2, up to bat is Sabetha.
Turner Howard will lead things off as a swing and a miss. First pitch from Xavier Oldham. Matthew Monaghan, failed to mention, he's over there at third, and Jacobson is over at first on the defensive change. And that one missing low and in for a ball. Turned out to be a pretty nice evening, kind of how we started when blowing left to right in the outfield. Humid, but very nice for a June evening in Northeast Kansas. That one missing low for a ball as well, making it 2-1. Howard 0-2, a couple strikeouts, trying to change around his fortunes this evening. And Oldham lets one go, swing and a miss, high fastball, evens up the count 2-2, and Howard visibly not happy with himself after missing that one. That was the one he really wanted. It was up a little bit above the letters, so it probably wouldn't have been a ball, but high fastball sometimes just looks really good. That one a little bit lower, and that's fouled off first base side. Count stay 2-2. Back to the windup, Oldham. In the dirt, that one bounced about 2 feet in front of home plate, and that will make the count full. Oldham is the third pitcher that Hiawatha has expended today. Barnhill got the start before the rain delay, went 2 innings, 2 hits allowed, no earned runs. 1 run total, though, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That one just barely missing. Looked to me like that was a really good pitch. And that will prevent Howard from being struck out for the third time today. Cooper Jacobson in his relief outing after the rain delay. Went 2 2/3, gave up 1 hit, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Houston Bradbury makes his third plate appearance. First pitch way outside for, actually, correction, that is actually going to be Isaac Carter. Pinch hitting for Easton Bradbury. That one swung on, fouled back, and they'll leave the count 1-1. So overall, hasn't felt like a great day for Hiawatha pitching, considering what they did in Marysville, but in the end they've been leaving a bunch of runners stranded, as they have done that 9 times today so far. That ball blooping, foul territory, third base side, and that will be caught by Monaghan for out number 1. Good job tracking that one up in the lights. Just barely in foul territory, just maybe a few inches outside of the third base foul line. And that will bring up another pinch hitter. That will bring up Joshua Grimm, Jacob's brother. He'll be pinch hitting for Tegan Sainer, the extra hitter. Number 10 in the hitting order. Back over to first. It gets away from the first baseman, Jacobson, and easy turn into second base for Howard, and that throw gets away from the second baseman. It goes into left field, but Howard will stay there on the E1.
You've seen plenty of pickoff attempts so far in this game. That one, you know, as the pitcher, once you see that ball sail on you, you're like, oh no. And then Yeah, you get a good play like that, or a bad play, but good runner advancements from Sabetha.
Trying to make something happen here in the top half of the sixth, trailing 7-2. The pitch, and that one in there for a strike. Joshua Grimm, quite the athlete in his own right, went to State for the discus and a shot put. 0-1 pitch, that one misses low and in, evens count 1-1. He finished ninth in a shot put. His final throw was 50 feet, 7¾ inches. And the discus didn't get into the finals, but in the prelims, his furthest throw was 140 feet and 11 inches. That one misses up and in, almost hits him. He ducks out of the way, and Grimm was able to get 12th place at State in the discus. And he was a junior, so he'll be a senior next year. He'll get another crack at it. And that one swung on and missed. Him and Omaha Central, junior, and then now to be senior, Holden Bass kind of have, I wouldn't say a rivalry, but they go back and forth a lot in terms of discus and shot put being in the same league, being the same region, both going to State. Check swing, bunt, fouled straight back. Bass finished sixth in the discus and seventh in the shot put. The count was 2-2. One gone, runner at second. A couple of pinch hitters here in this top half of the sixth. And Xavier Oldham trying to get out of the inning. Got some work to do. Foul straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. Good at bat here from the pinch hitter.
Yeah, you can tell Grimm really wants to get one of those. Really wants to catch one of those fastballs on his bat. You know, and the wind, it's blown to that right side of the field. I really think that he could really sail one here with some right connection.
Here's a 2-2. That one gets away from Wishrup. And that will advance Howard over to third on the wild pitch.
Howard off the errors has been able to go from all the way to first to third. Great stealing for the Sabetha player.
And unfortunately, though, they won't go down as steals. But you know what? You take what you can get. 2-2. That ball hit to the shortstop on the run, having to come in to close on it. Throw to first will be in time, and Sabetha will bring home a run regardless. Bases are now empty with two gone. It's now 7-3. That brings up the top of the order for the fourth time this evening for Sabetha. And the post-26 Raptors let things off with Marcus Bauman. And he is 0-1 with two walks. He's also caught stealing all the way back in the top of the first. Let us off. Almost 3 hours ago. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. High cheese to the Sabetha center fielder. And he whiffs the stinky cheese. Is that something I can say? I don't know. 0-1 pitch. That ball, blooper, left center field, and it will drop for a base hit. It's been a while since Sabetha got a single. The last hit that they got was all the way back in the third inning.
You know, the score right now is currently 7-3. And Sabetha, they've up to this inning, they've allowed 9 runners stranded on base. Throughout this game, and I mean, it really, those runs, I mean, could bring this game a lot closer. I mean, even some of the plays that Sabetha's made, especially on that defensive double play that they made, that would be even more huge, as you mentioned, if this is a closer game.
And that's into left field for a base hit. Another single. As Bauman and Herman go back to back. And Sabetha trying to inject some life into the dugout, into this ball game. And that'll bring up Christian McAfee. He is 1-for-3. He reached on a single in the first, reached again on a single in the third, and has been stranded both of those times. He has reached safely. First pitch, that's just a touch high for the complete umpire's liking. 4-1. runners on first and second, but two out. So Sabetha has got to get a lot going here. And that one in there for a strike. Evens up the count, one and one. And they are running out of time as well. One on pitch. And that one misses down low as Wishrup keeps that in between the five hole in front of him. Coming up for the post 66 Braves here from Hiawatha, that'll be the top of the order. Grant Barnhill lead it off as that one misses up high for ball three. Ashton Rocky will be on deck and Xavier Oldham will be in the hole. That is if they continue to ride with their original starting hitting order. 3-1. And it's outside. Five-pitch walk.
Now Sabetha, for the second time tonight, load the bases, and, well, hopefully they can take advantage of it here because a grand slam ties this game. I mean, we've talked about it here. I'm not sure if anyone's going to be hitting it 360, 340, or 315 out of the park here, especially the 8-foot fence. But, you know, anything can happen, and really anything is really important for Sabetha. Make sure, I mean, nine runners have been left on base. I mean, just being able to take a few here, I mean, that could go a long way. I guarantee this is about a team that can play good defense at the bottom of the sixth inning and could come back in the seventh. Here right now, Hiawatha huddled together at the mound, just trying to talk things over. Definitely don't want to give up anything major here. Hiawatha could have secured the game when they were at bats last inning at the bottom of the fifth, but they're going to try to keep the lead hold of right here as Sabetha will continue to go up to bat.
Chris Fry will hope to help his own cause here. He represents the game-tying run. Sabetha posts 126. Raptors trail 7-3. First pitch, that one in there, strike one. Here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Today's game brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online at sailorinsurance.com. That ball roped into left field for a base hit. That'll score one, rounding third, and he will be stopped there. But in between second and third is a runner, and it'll be a pickle. In between second and third is McAfee. Now heading home is another runner, and the throw home will be in time for the final out. That was Bauman who tried to come home after McAfee was caught in a pickle. And Hiawatha executes and gets the final out. So it'll be 7-4. Let's go to the bottom half of the sixth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, we go to the bottom half of the sixth. Marcus Bauman actually was the runner that scored last inning. It was Herman that was thrown at the plate. To clarify, McAfee was the runner caught up in between second and third that was safe, and then Herman streaked towards the plate and was thrown out. It was unofficially a 7-6-4-2. That's what we're going to go with here in the booth after an RBI single from Chase Fry to make it 7-4. So Sabetha inching a little bit closer. Hiawatha trying to keep their distance as they failed to score for the first time in the last inning in the fifth. Prior to that, they had scored at least one run every single inning, including four in the third. So your thoughts on that last inning?
Another inning where Sabetha just falls short of being able to run up, the score a lot. That's their second inning where they've had bases loaded and not been able to be very productive. Thankfully, they were able to take one run, whereas the last time they had bases loaded, they didn't take any runs. So, slight improvement here, score 7-4. And let's just see if, as I said earlier, Sabeta can make a shutout at the top of this seventh inning, so that way they can be a little productive at the bottom. And first pitch just went on the way, and it was a ball. You know, kind of adding on to your point in terms of the runners left on base, swing and a miss from Bart Hill, evens up the count 1-1. Besides the second inning, where they only had one runner left on base, Sabeta in each inning has had at least, well, actually, they've had exactly two runners left on base every single inning, except for the second, where they had just one. That one misses up and away for ball two. So Sabeta's had their opportunities, like you said, Crittenden, but they have not been able to capitalize here this evening. Leading things off for Hiawatha is Brant Barnhill. As that one misses for ball three, Barnhill has reached safely and scored a run in each plate appearance. He is 1-for-1 with a single and two walks. He also has a stolen base in his last time up in the fourth inning. 3-1 pitch misses as well. That's ball four. Third walk of the day for the Hiawatha post 66 Braves starting pitcher. Feels like an eternity ago when he was on the rubber before our rain delay. And that brings up Ashton Rocky. He is 1-for-1, a single, a run, a walk, and a hit by pitch, as well as a steal. Back over to first. Steinstein throw was low. Grimm able to scoop it up. Chase Fry trying to keep things going. Had a solid inning last inning. Gave up just one hit. Another runner reached on an error. Is that one in there? Strike one in on the hands of Rocky. Right-handed center fielder steps out, takes his sign from Coach Meininger at third. Here's the 0-1. That's a ball outside. They're back down to first nine time. Evens up the count. Rocky going 2-for-4 on his last game versus Marysville when he was at bat, and right now he's on the count 1-1. That ball hit right center field, and that is going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding second, hang to third is Barnhill, and throw will be cut off. Rocky stops at first from the hit, but he was able to advance a runner for a double. Actually, he'll be just in there for a single over at first, and that will bring up Xavier Oldham. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Oldham is 2-for-3 with two RBI, or excuse me, pardon, he is 1-for-3 with two RBI, and there goes the runner down to second. Pitch in there for a strike. Throw is going to be into center field. Looks like it might have been cut off, as that's going to be an error that will score another run. Barnhill scores, and Rocky gets all the way over to third, and it is now 8-4, Hiawatha. So I said a few innings ago, I said Schmelzy, he's been pulling back that ball before he's released it to that second base. He did it twice, and that time he releases it to the second base and does what he did that first time he did, which was a little far right, and it sails over the second baseman, allowing Hiawatha to get a score. That pitch in there for a strike makes it 0-2. That throw down to second was actually cut off. It looked like it was going to be cut off. As that gets past the catcher, Schmelzy once again, that was, I believe that was Braden Meredith. Or no, beg your pardon, I think I was reading the number wrong. I think that was actually Josh Herman, the third baseman. But he was going to go cut that off. No, it was there. No, it is Meredith. He's at second. The 1-2 pitch, that one is up high, evens the count 2-2. So Meredith, it looked like he was going to cut it off. And Bauman was behind him, the shortstop. He drifted over, and the throw was past Meredith and way out of the reach of Bauman. His own foul out of play. So he was able to get in the center field and was not touched by either of the Sabeta defenders. So runner on third, nobody out, bottom of the sixth, 8-4 Hiawatha. Wind up and the pitch from Fry, fouled once again, back to the screen. Solid at bat from the relief pitcher for post 66. Multi-RBI game for him. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. Got him. Beautiful breaking ball from Fry and one down. And that will bring up Brian for the fourth time today. He is 2-for-2.
RBI single in the first, single in the second, beg your pardon, third. This isn't popped up. No, it's actually, beg your pardon, sorry, it was fouled off of the foot of Oldham.
Brian went 1-for-4 at Marysville, playing 2.250 so far in the season.
But today he has a couple of stolen bases, one in the first and one in the fourth, also a run. Breaking ball, that one misses in and maybe a little up as well. You can really tell when Fry is pitching a curving ball, because that's really coming out of his hands. That ball swung on and missed.
How about a golf swing?
Actually, it might have been fouled off, so it'll remain 1-2. Got a piece. You can really tell when Fry releases that as a curveball. This ball's chopped slowly to the shortstop on the run. Bowman the throw, not in time. That's an infield single. They'll score a run. RBI infield single. His third base hit of the day. And it's now 9-4 in favor of the post 66 Braves. As Rocky scores from a third. And that will bring up Cooper Jacobson for the fourth time today. RBI single in the third, 1-for-1, a pair of walks as well. Now runner on first and one out, double play ball, a possibility for post-2026 Raptors as that one misses low and in, 4-1. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw down, trying to get Bryan, and he won't be able to do so. Is low, and a bad beat on it for Bauman, as he was hoping it would kick up a little bit more, but it stayed flat on the dirt on that first bounce, on that wet dirt. And a stolen base for the Hiawatha shortstop. That's his third of the day. Hit in the air, foul territory, third base side. That'll be caught. That'll be out number two as Herman secures, and that'll be a double play as a base running mistake as Bryan took it off towards third. So they double up Hiawatha, and that will be the end of the inning on the base running mistake. We'll go ahead and go to the top of the seventh. Three more tries for Sabetha. Try to get back in this one here at 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Kansaland Radio.
Xavier Oldham will try to finish this game off himself. He is off to a pretty solid relief outing here for Hiawatha post 66 as the Braves lead 9-4 over the Sabetha post 2026 Raptors. Leading things off will be the first baseman from Sabetha, Jacob Grimm, who is 0-for-2 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the fifth and stranded at second base. Last half inning, a pair of insurance runs for Hiawatha. RBI single for Joel Bryan. First pitch, swung on, ripped, but on the line, that was caught. Now they're going to say that was off the ground, but an easy flip over to first. It will be in time. And a nice play for out number one for Joel Bryan. So other than that RBI single, they got another run on an error from the opposing catcher. And that was after Sabetha got two runs of their own in the top half of the sixth inning. First pitch inside, almost hitting Will Ulrich. Starting out this afternoon in right field. But he moved over to center field after a couple of pitching changes. This ball skied shallow left field, and that will be caught for out number two. Once again by Brian, doing everything himself here. So now one out away, as Schmelzley returns to the right-handed batter's box for the fourth time this evening. He has one, or excuse me, beg your pardon, he's 0 for 2, a walk, and a couple of groundouts. And we are still looking for that elusive 1-2-3, and Oldham could do it right here. First pitch. In there, strike one. Game lasting almost 3 1/4 hours from when we started at that 45-minute rain delay. In the bottom of the second inning, 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Down to their last strike. Oldham looking to end it right here. 0-2 pitch in the dirt, ball one.
You know, there's got to be a lot of pressure right now on Schmelzley being two strikes, and, I mean, this is one more out and you're out of the game here. For Sabetha down currently by 5.
1-2 pitch, swing and miss, strike three got him, and that's your ball game. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Kirkwood and Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. 9-4, Hiawatha wins it over Sabetha. We'll go and step aside for a couple of minutes and come back with your post-game wrap-up here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Score 9-4. Hiawatha wins it over Sabetha. Jared Sluppy alongside Crin and Profit trying to tally things up here from this afternoon/evening contest as we started about 3 hours, a little over 3 hours ago, and wrapping things up as we speak. And what a fantastic game it was for Hiawatha post 66 as they are continuing to try to get back to the state tournament. Let's take a look at your final stats for Hiawatha. For the shortstop, Joel Bryan went 3-for-3 with a run and 2 RBI. Multi-hit day for Ashton Rocky. He was 2-for-2 with 2 runs. And also, let's see here who we got. We got 1-for-1 for Brant Barnhill with 3 walks and 4 runs. He was leadoff man. He got the start on the rubber. Xavier Oldham was 1-for-4 with a run and 2 RBI. Cooper Jacobson was 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Tyler Stevens was 0-for-2, but he had an RBI sack fly. Cade Pyle, he was 0-for-2. 1-for-1 was Chandler Newman in his singular at-bat as he pinch hit. And Carson Gilbert, he was 1-for-3 with an RBI. I failed to mention Cooper Wishrup. He was 0-for-2 with a run. As for the pitchers, for Hiawatha, it was Brent Barnhill getting the start, and he gets the win. 2 innings pitch for him. 2 hits, no earned runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Cooper Jacobson goes 2 2/3 in middle relief for 1 hit, One run, two walks, and two strikeouts. Xavier Oldham comes in and finishes it off. Two and a third innings with two hits, two earned runs, two walks, and a strikeout. Special thanks to our broadcast, our advertisers for today, including Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Check out Holt House Auto House in Fairview. So now it's time to crown our player of the game, and it's brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. And in my pocket right now, Crindon, is a free combo meal for any of the McDonald's in our area. So, Crindon, I'll put this on you. Who do you think it should be here? I mean, there's a lot of great opportunities or a lot of great options, but who do you think it should probably be?
I'm going to say probably Joel Bryan here. He had a really great, outstanding game. Went up to bat three times. He was able to have one run and three hits and two RBIs. A really great game for Joel Bryan. He'll get player of the game.
Yeah, I'll try my best to not get these McDonald's vouchers here wrinkled in my pocket. This one a little bit wrinkly, but we'll be able to get it down to him. And Joel Bryan, congratulations. You are our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. That's going to do it. Hiawatha wins it 9-4 over Sabetha. We'll have a write-up for it on our website, mscsports.net, later this evening. From Noble Park in Hiawatha, Jared Sluppy alongside Crindon Prophet. Big shout-out to Logan back in the booth, making it sound good today here on 103.9 FM KNZA.